Philadelphia and other communities are turning to tough-on-crime approaches to address drug use and the opioid crisis. However, some families who've lost loved ones to drug overdoses are pushing back on strategies that rely on criminalization. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Susan Austerman says there are a lot of tools cities and states can use to better support people with substance use, but criminalization isn't one of them. Austerman lives in Bucks County and lost her son Tyler to a drug overdose in 2020.
It's a struggle no parent should ever have to endure. And it's made even more difficult by those in power in our children's name who push policies rooted in punishment over solutions rooted in compassion and public health.
Austerman joins more than 400 parents and families nationally who are calling on lawmakers and government leaders to support health-based solutions. They include decriminalizing drugs, investing in harm reduction tools like sterile syringes, and opening overdose prevention centers. Their advocacy efforts come at a time when cities and states are figuring out how to spend millions of dollars from national settlements with opioid manufacturers and distributors. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.